Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
That's right. And the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is the most banned former president of all time. I guess we have that in common. Let's hear from the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the Republican primaries. First, Trump takes a big loss. Trump has a total nauseating moment bragging about the vaccines here in clip three.
You know, everybody wanted a vaccine at that time, and I was able to do something that nobody else could have done, getting it done very, very rapidly. But I never was for mandates. I thought the mandates were terrible. And you know, there's a big portion of the country that thinks that was a great thing. You understand that. Not a lot of the people in this room, but there is a big portion.
So he's obviously toned down his rhetoric in bragging and supporting the vaccine, but he still has not completely turned over to admit that the vaccine has been a complete disaster. Maybe that's because he feels guilt, or maybe that's because he's just in complete denial. But a bit of a tone change from past interviews, past responses to that issue in the past. Now, he was on Hannity last night. It was not bad. And Hannity and he both got into it about, hey, should you tone it down? Should I tone it down? And here was a little bit of that discussion in clip eight.
I've asked you this question before, and it comes up a lot. People know that I've interviewed you all these years. I've known you almost 30 years. And people ask me and say to him, why does he have to fight so hard? Why doesn't he pick his fights a little more? Why does he have to call people names? And the only reason I think this is an important question is because I think everyone here tonight is likely voting for you, right? So, however, it's going to come down to those people that maybe you're in the middle a little more. And the argument that they make to me is, if he would just tone it down a hair, stop a little of the name calling. Hang on. I said it's their question. Leave me alone. All right. That it might help you with swing voters in that are needed for you to get over the finish line. It's already hard enough electoral vote-wise for a Republican to win. What do you say to them?
Okay, you ready?
And why is that?
I say this to everybody. I won an election. It was unprecedented. We beat somebody that supposedly had it made, and, you know, they probably did things in that election, too. They were shocked. But I came into office, and from the day I got in, I was under siege by people that have been in Washington for many years, put in there by many different presidents, in most cases people that were against me. Like, they spied on my campaign. They did all sorts of things.
Now, let me just cut it off here, because I want to play another clip before the break. What was interesting is, even Trump said Hannity shouldn't make fun of Biden when he falls over, and we shouldn't make fun of Biden when he can't walk and talk because it makes the country look bad. So there's a little bit of a back and forth there. But here's Trump's Achilles heel, what he said in clip nine.
Can you shift gears and move this country?
Okay. I think very quickly. Let me just say, so I heard DeSantis saying, oh, well, I get 8 years, he gets 4. You don't need 4 and you don't need 8. You need 6 months. Within 6 months, I said, within 6 months, this can be done. Other than, you don't need 8 years. And frankly, I wouldn't vote for him because he said, you need 8 years. You need 6 months. We're going to drill. We're going to get our energy down. When the energy comes down, other things come down.
And so, folks,
we're going to take care of things.
I think in debates, Trump can probably go ahead and cut it. I think Trump can probably navigate the vaccine issues and the COVID issues. I really do. But this whole notion of, oh, I can do it in 6 months. You had 4 years. There's no talking your way out of that. You had 4 years. So this brag, oh, I can do it in 6 months. Well, you had 4 years. So what do you mean 6 months?
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick, and despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Somehow, some way, I was able to walk into the studio today and walk up on the set not trip. Somehow, we made it happen. The cameras were rolling, but we made it happen, folks. Biden can't say the same. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Friday, June 2nd, 2023 edition of the Alex Jones Show. An honor and a privilege for myself, Owen Schroyer, to be filling in today. Alex is going to be joining us shortly with big breaking news. I think he wants to get deeper into the story with the underground bunkers or whatever else is being made in the mountains of Hawaii with some of his own exclusive photos and videos. As he described it yesterday, it's like a scene out of The Incredibles. One of the best movies, by the way. But you go into the underground bunker in the mountain, in the volcano, and it's just the whole thing is run by AI and machines and the security guards and everything. Like, that's an evil villain compound. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg is building one of those. So we're going to be hearing from Alex on that and other news. There's been this meme going around for probably 3 years, but it's never been more the flavor of the month as it is with the tornado in the background and the man taking the picture. You can tell he's in a tornado. His face is looking like, holy crap, I'm in a tornado. Except it's all the gay pride logos and flags and everything in the tornado coming up behind him. Look out, it's coming. I mean, my goodness, how many emails did you get yesterday about gay pride? How many promotional items and gimmicks did you have to be subjected to yesterday for gay pride? I mean, it's just insane. When is straight pride month? When is Christian pride month? The whole thing is propaganda. And really the whole thing is Democrat propaganda. It's pro-Democrat, anti-Republican propaganda masquerading as something to do with LGBTQ plus rights. Yet you can't name one right an LGBTQ plus person doesn't have. It's all Democrat Party propaganda. They put out the straw man. This time it's in a nice rainbow flag. They put out the straw man. And they say, look, we care about you. See, look, you're an isolated group. You're a minority. You're a victim. We're the Democrats. We're going to virtue signal for you. See, we're going to have Pride Month. And then just any basic conservative responses. I want nothing to do with that. I'd like to go watch a baseball game without being subjected to this. Now you're targeting the children. I think I'm going to boycott you. And the Democrats say, see, they're bigots. See, they're bigots. We told you. It's all Democrat Party propaganda. That's all it is. It's all political. It's the same gamut they run with Black Lives Matter and everything else. They put the straw man out there. Oh, see, black people. See, you're victims.
You don't even know how to get a driver's license, but we're here. We're the Democrat Party, and we're here for you.
And then just thinking conservatives or you know, now black people that disagree with that message are now white supremacists, too. And then the Democrats say, see, look at the racist bigots. We told you. It's all Democrat Party propaganda. So we'll have more on that. I don't even want to talk about it. But it's insane. The FBI promotes it. The Navy promotes it. The Air Force promotes it. You're like, what?
Hello, welcome to the ball game, and tonight I will be saluting all the homosexuals in the audience. Why don't all the sodomites in the audience stand up, and we'll give you a round of applause. Oh, yay. Yeah, I did sodomy last night. Yeah, Pride Month. Woohoo! Stand and get your applause. Okay.
Now, in the serious news, Joe Biden can't walk, Joe Biden can't talk, but he can out-negotiate Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling. That's embarrassing for McCarthy. The standoff between the House GOP and the FBI gets more interesting, and it's starting to expand into other realms. They're going to have impeachment hearings for Mayorkas. They've already got witnesses. They're going to call up Border Patrol agents, the heads of Border Patrol, ICE, other such things. They're chomping at the bit to testify to Congress, kind of like the FBI whistleblowers and that powerful testimony. You know, the government will destroy you if you dissent. In other words, the American left that runs the government will destroy you if you dissent. So it's going to be the same thing. Borders wide open. Yep, we catch pedophiles. We catch terrorists. Mayorkas says it's secure. It's not. More illegal immigrants than ever before. All congressional testimony, whistleblowers, everything. So that's coming up. But Chris Ray is trying to weasel his way out. Chris Ray is trying to weasel his way out from releasing the Biden crime family documents. And so after all the political pressure and the subpoenas and the threats to be held in contempt of Congress, he says, well, maybe I'll give you this one document. Maybe I'll give you one document. Maybe. But no. Byron Donalds might now be the number one Republican in the House. I think he surpassed Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene voted for this debt thing, and she's basically supported it. She's riding it out with McCarthy. It's just disgusting. And I love Marjorie Taylor Greene, but it's just she's going to hop on the bandwagon with McCarthy, who's a total loser, so that's fine. GOP Representative Byron Donalds declares constitutional crisis over FBI Director Ray defying congressional subpoena. Kind of a big deal. You have a rogue federal bureaucracy, a rogue government agency is what you have, protecting the elite criminal class, protecting the political criminal class. I mean, it's even part of the corrupted political class. And you can't even hold them accountable. You can't subpoena them. Nobody will hold them in contempt of Congress. Totally above the law. A huge issue. And it's Byron Donalds. It's not Kevin McCarthy. No, it's not Mitch McConnell. Who was it? Somebody recommended Byron Donalds for Speaker of the House. He got a couple votes a couple times. Boy, that would have been a nice one. You got Kevin McCarthy, who's playing tiddlywinks with Joe Biden. Or you've got Byron Donalds, who's saying there's a constitutional crisis because the FBI now thinks it's above the law. Who do you like as Speaker of the House? We got Kevin McCarthy. But hey, you know what? That's fine. So maybe this is just going to further push the Republican Party to the right politically and to the center when it comes to just common sense stuff. It shouldn't be a right-wing issue to say that the FBI is acting as a rogue agency not abiding by the Constitution. Now, if you want to say, we're not going to sign a clown debt ceiling, we're not going to have unlimited debt, okay, you could say that's political policy that's further to the right. Calling the FBI out as the corrupted institution that it is, should be center. But so now we know. We dipped our pen in the establishment's ink again with Kevin McCarthy, and what do you know? It wrote nothing for us. So, okay, we learned the hard way. Now we'll have to be even more staunchly standoffish when you try to promote some swamp creature like Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker of the House. So we learned the hard way. Kevin McCarthy playing tiddlywinks, celebrating the debt vote in the House that more Democrats voted for than Republicans, playing tiddlywinks with Joey Biden. Little Kevin McCarthy and Joey Biden playing tiddlywinks. $4 trillion, $10 trillion, a bajillion dollars. They don't care. They're having fun with your money. Byron Donalds, on the other hand, is saying, hey, you know, we've got the crisis here where the FBI is thinking they're above the law. And in the Constitution, actually, Congress is above the FBI, but they think they're above us. This is a constitutional crisis. Pick your House Speaker. Oh, too late. We already chose McCarthy. And now we don't even have enough people in the House to stand up and say it's time to get rid of him. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones coming up as well.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Segment. You know, from the road, Alex, I think unintentionally actually, broke two major news stories, which, you know, the Jamie Foxx story was already out there, but after he and I talked about it on the Jones Show, I guess that was Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, there have been nothing but headlines in regards to Jamie Foxx. Now they say he's blind and paralyzed after a stroke caused from the vaccine. So it was kind of like a murmur. And then we talked about it on the Alex Jones Show. Now it's like megaphone amplified 500,000 watts, just blasted out. Everybody knows it now. And I mean, if all the stories are true, folks, this is just, maybe it's the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't know if Jamie Foxx can even speak for himself right now. I'd be seriously concerned if I was his family or his friends. I guess, you know, the greedy pigs at Hollywood don't really care. They'll just AI him into the films now. By the way, they're promoting a new movie that he's in right now. It's running on all the major networks during all the ball games, everything. The movie that he is in, I think it's called Strays. But, they're not going to tell you about the serious harm he's in because of it's the vaccine. Imagine that. You just had an instance where Jeremy Renner, I believe is his name. It's Jeremy Renner, right, guys? He's got a show with Disney now. He's a pretty cool guy. And he's really into mechanics, stuff like that. Does a show to get kids into mechanics and engineering and, you know, trucks. And he's riding his snowblower, and he almost loses his leg. And it's a huge story. You know, Jeremy Renner almost loses his leg. Big snowplow accident. Thoughts and prayers. Oh, Jamie Foxx doesn't get that because he was vaccine injured. Is that why we don't hear about Jamie Foxx? Why don't we have all the outpouring of support as Jamie Foxx is hospitalized? Is it because it's a vaccine-induced hospitalization? But my point is that it was kind of a murmur, and then Alex and I were talking about it, and now it's just everywhere. And now the same thing with the bunker story. And I'm just kind of like caught in a tornado here. Alex comes on yesterday, talks about this big story he's going to break about Zuckerberg's bunkers. It's like an evil fortress. Teases it, shows you some of the stuff. And then I see it all over the news today about Zuckerberg's secret bunkers. So even out of town from the road, disheveled hair and all, Alex Jones breaking news stories. But yeah, there it is, the Jeremy Renner story. And he got a bunch of TV interviews afterwards. Will Jamie Foxx get the same treatment? Will we highlight Jamie Foxx's hospitalization, or is there a reason why we can't? It's kind of like there was just a news story today. I don't even have it on my desk. Maybe you guys can find it. The creators of OxyContin, if you plug OxyContin into a news search, it'll probably show up. You know, they're getting sued because of all the damages, and then they basically just won a lawsuit, will never be liable for any damages from their drugs. Oh. But they'll make up all kinds of crap. If you're a conservative talk show host or conservative commentator, they'll make up all kinds of crap about you and how you might have damaged people, but when you literally create a product that damages people, and it's in the pharmaceutical industry, you're fine. Don't even worry about that. Don't even sweat that. In fact, we'll pay you for your troubles. Amazing stuff. I am looking forward, though. Again, Alex is going to be joining us in the next segment. I'm getting word now. Alex will be joining us in hour two now. But looking forward to see what other images or videos he has. Because, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of want to see Zuckerberg's evil lair. I'm going to tell you. I want to see Zuckerberg's evil lair. I wish he'd give us a tour. How can he afford all this? Meta has completely crashed. In fact, Meta is in the news today. Here, let me get some censorship news here quickly. As we're all being warned about AI and an AI drill in the Air Force goes horribly wrong. But since we're talking about Meta and that issue, first of all, it does own Instagram. Yeah, there it is right there. The Sacklers will pay $6 billion in a deal that shields them from lawsuits. In an OxyContin lawsuit. Is that even a real name? Like, I'm telling you, I can't even separate reality from fiction anymore, folks. It's insane. It's just insane. Like, you see some of this stuff. You see some of this stuff where they promote. The crew did exactly what I said. I'm gaslit by my own news story. Like, I can't even believe the Sacklers are paying $6 billion to be immune from lawsuits. The Sacklers. I mean, what? Who's next? The Grabblers? The Grifters? It's just totally insane. So Zuckerberg switches the name of the parent company to Meta. Gives basically the whole future of Facebook to Meta. It completely flops. I think the Metaverse has like 20 members in it now. It's just a total failure. But anyway, they run Instagram, and they have now banned Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s account. The regime fights back. Instagram bans Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s account. Is Trump banned on Instagram? I don't know. Meta vows to remove news from Facebook if California bill passes. This is actually a Democrat bill. And so here's the gist of it. The measure, authored by Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks, Democrat from Oakland, would require social media companies, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, to pay a monthly journalism usage fee to be determined through an arbitration process based on the social media platform's monthly ad revenue. Let me translate that in how it's actually going to be applied here. They're going to sell a journalism badge or a journalism pass. So I've expressed this many times. Just because I'm a journalist, a reporter, whatever, I should not have any more First Amendment rights than you do. Now, the truth is, I do, actually. In legal theory and applied law, I actually do have more First Amendment rights than some people because of my status. I don't like that. But see, imagine taking that to the next level and saying you have to pay to get your First Amendment rights, and I have the ability to reject you. That's what this is really about. They want to have a pre-screening process where you have to apply to get your First Amendment right on the internet, and they can reject you. Now, in that process, do you think Alex Jones gets a First Amendment right? Do you think Owen Schroyer gets a First Amendment right? Peter McCullough? So, see, that's what this is really about. And so, you know what? Good on Meta for threatening to leave if the bill passes. I'm not sure it's for the right reasons, but still, that's the case. So, Democrats now want you to have to pay for First Amendment rights, and they want to have the ability to pre-screen you out of the process. Amazing.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
No, it's Joe Biden. He can't stand up. Joe Biden featuring Falling Down. Nobody's better than Joe. Watch him here as he falls down this flight of stairs. Oh! And then, oh! Oh! Ah! Falling Up featuring Joe Biden. As the president, ooh, another flight of stairs. This one is at night. It's a little windy. And, oh! Down goes old Joe.
He touched down. not even 4 hours
that
ago.
That was a quick trip, but as you said, very impactful.
Oh, he fell again. Oh, a third time on the... Okay, now in Japan. Look out for that step. Oh, caught. Caught. Saved.
He has allocated to invest in police departments and training of police officers. It appears as though the president did have a slight trip there as he's boarding Air Force One.
Sport trip. Oh, here comes the bike. Watch out, Joe. Look out, Joe. And... Oh, my.
No matter what their cost, 2, 10, 12, 15... Oops, stepping on them. That's black. Anyway.
Stepping on something black? What a racist. Oh, oh my gosh. He almost fell down those steps. Did you see that look on his face after that? He had a life. His whole life flashed before his eyes. Now here at the Air Force Academy. And... Oh! Did the crowd just cheer?
Joe Biden wants to run again when he can barely walk.
Did the crowd just cheer Joe Biden? So last night on Hannity, I think Trump was probably serious, and I think it shows that he really does love the country, and he really does want to be president. I think he was genuine when Hannity actually brought this up. I don't think Trump wanted to bring it up, because the way Hannity prefaced it last night was, you send me texts, and I know you don't want to talk about this, but... You send me text when I make fun of Joe Biden and call him names. You say that I shouldn't be doing that because he's the president and it's embarrassing for the country. And he kind of got into it last night. Trump got into it last night about that. And I think he was genuine and I think he was serious. And it is embarrassing. It is embarrassing for the country. And I guess we're caught in the crossroads here of... You know, the media sits there and tells us, oh, Joe Biden, most capable ever, most equipped ever, most ready to be president, greatest president ever. He's totally fit. He's fit for office. Just total BS. Behind closed doors, they all talk about how Biden is a complete disaster. So it's like, oh, okay, the media wants to tell me how great Joe Biden is. Well, he can't even walk. He can't even talk. So it's like, yeah, I realize Joe Biden is a complete embarrassment for the country on the world stage. But here it is again, the American media just lying to you through the whole process. Now, we were able to obtain audio from Joe Biden's security team yesterday as he took the fall. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here it is, Joe Biden's security team audio trying to coach Joe Biden through the event. And, well, it went like this.
All right, Joe, let's see if you can even get to the damn mark this time. Remember, like we practice, walk around, go up and say hi to the general, and then get behind the podium. Yep, upstairs, careful, careful. You know how you are with stairs. Okay, that podium, yes. Walk forward, say hi to the general, and stop. And stop. Where are you going? Not that general. Oh, my God. Joe, go back to the podium. Joe, oh, my God, this is so awkward. These poor cadets. Joe, to the podium. Could you? Yeah, thank you. Direct him to the podium, please. Come on. There you go, old man. Get up there. No, the podium, you idiot. Where are you going? Oh, God. You know, I hope something happens to you later.
A few moments later.
All right, go ahead and walk off the stage now, Joe.
That I've got from MAGA Meme Wizard on Twitter. I want to give a hat tip there. That was funny stuff. And when you watch all the different angles, you can see all the responses from the cadets, the generals, everybody around him, behind him. Folks, this is a walking embarrassment at this point. And I hear the back and forth. Well, Joe Biden decides to do this. Joe Biden is the one that wants to do this. You know, I'm not so sure. We hear the commentary. Why would Joe Biden's wife do this to him? Well, maybe she's power hungry. Why would Joe Biden's family do this to him? Well, maybe they're power hungry. Or maybe he's blackmailed. He has no choice. But it really is just, it's a walking disaster. Everybody knows it. You watch the responses from the cadets, the generals, the security teams behind Joe throughout the day. It's a joke. It's a joke. And then he gets up there and lies to them. Biden tells Air Force cadets he applied to the Naval Academy after graduating high school 300 years ago. Actually, maybe that was the truth. Joe Biden is 370 years old or whatever, 380. It's like just when he was in Japan talking to troops there, he says, you know, my son, Bo, died in combat. He didn't. He didn't die in combat. That's just an outright lie. His son died of brain cancer. He just lies. He did. It doesn't get any better for Joe. He's already got plenty of head problems, brain damage even. Joe Biden bumps his head while exiting Marine One after taking massive fall earlier in the day. So I don't know. Do you agree with Trump? We just shouldn't talk about this. We should just ignore this. We should just let the media get away with their lies. The Democrats get away with their lies that he's fit, mentally fit, physically fit. Oh, look, he can ride a bike. Oh, look, he can hit a golf ball into a rock and nearly take his own head off. Or should we sit here and show it and hope that people would not even think about voting for this clown again? They can't walk or talk. Did they vote for him in the first place, though? I guess that's the real question. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are on the Alex Jones Show, still live on air every day. Band.video still up and operating and hosting so many great political commentators, talk show hosts, musicians, comedians over there at Band.video, all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most popular products that we've sold are our iodine supplements, and that's because people are learning about the iodine deficiency problem, they're learning about the fluoride conspiracy, and they're looking for a solution to the problem. We have it at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X3 Nascent Triiodine. Now, if you're not supplementing with iodine, what are you waiting for? But here's the thing. It is selling out fast now at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X3 is selling out fast right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off. That sale is going to run through next week. But next week, the sale will come to an end. And that's even if we have the supply at that point, it's selling out fast. So, Survival Shield X3, still 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com, at least through this weekend, but that sale will end next week. And folks, this is the best iodine that we could find, derived from ancient sea salts deep beneath the Earth's surface. Survival Shield X3 uses a newly discovered process to stabilize the nascent iodine in an activated triiodine form to bring nascent iodine amplitude off the charts. And that's one of the problems, is having an absorbable iodine. And that's what we have with Survival Shield X3. It's manufactured in a state-licensed facility using powerful ingredients to bring you the most powerful and affordable nascent iodine formula around. People know that. That's why they shop and become repeat customers at InfoWarsStore.com, specifically with Survival Shield X3. That's why it's almost sold out. But for the meantime, still 25% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You know, I would say for the freedom community, red pill community, the Great Awakening, American patriots, however you want to phrase it, you know the movement, you understand the energy. I don't think there's ever been a tougher choice really for us when it comes to who to support for president. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. The fact that we have a handful of candidates that might be a good choice, and they're coming from both sides of the aisle. RFK Jr., obviously Donald Trump leading the pack. I still think Ron DeSantis overall probably a good candidate. I don't think he's ready for the job quite yet. The swamp embracing and promoting him is a little concerning, but that can all just be more anti-Trump stuff. I like Vivek Ramaswamy. I think the conversation is going the right direction. So it's actually good that it's a serious conversation, I think, that the freedom patriot community is having. It's like, well, who do we like? I still like Trump. I have my reasons. I'm not a purist. And it's just, I see stuff like this and it just tells me, I mean, they still really hate him more than anybody else. Georgia probe of Trump broadens to activities in other states. So then it's not a Georgia probe of Trump, is it? It's another Democrat deep state probe of Trump, as if we didn't know that. So in other words, they can't find anything in Georgia, so they're going to look somewhere else. And this is the exact same thing they do out of New York and everywhere else. They find these localized Democrat strongholds where they can start an investigation into Trump, and then when they don't find anything, they just say, well, our jurisdiction ends nowhere, actually, when it comes to Trump. We can investigate Trump. So Georgia probe of Trump now goes to other states. Yes, yes. And when, you know, it's NASA, I think. Somebody promised we're going to have people on the moon by 2030. I don't buy it, or it'll be in a California studio. No. Actually, maybe I'm a believer now. We're going to send FBI agents to the moon, and we're going to have to start investigating Donald Trump's activities on the moon. I mean, this is out of control. Georgia probe of Trump should not stop in the continental United States. I don't even think it should stop on planet Earth. We need to be sending investigators to the moon, auditing the moon, everything. See what Donald Trump has been up to on the moon. And if we don't find anything that Donald Trump has done on the moon, let's get to Mars then. Surely Trump is guilty of something on Mars. Sure, I will fly. We'll be supporting Elon Musk. Musk, get us to Mars. We've got to investigate Trump. We couldn't find anything in the United States. We couldn't find anything in Russia. We couldn't find anything on planet Earth. Damn it, we tried the moon. Nothing there. Mars is the one. It'll be 2028. And I'm not even kidding you. You'll see Democrats talking about investigating Trump on Mars. We found a... These people are so nuts. We found one of Donald Trump's gold hairs on the surface of Mars, and this leads us to speculate what type of activity Donald Trump may have been into with the Martians. It'll be Rachel Maddow's top story for 4 years. Trump colludes with the Martians. This sounds insane. We are in a clown world planet. So the probe of Donald Trump, there is no jurisdiction. Georgia. Go to other states, go to other countries, go to the moon, go to Mars moons, go anywhere. Investigate the gas giant of Jupiter. Damn it, Donald Trump's illegal activities are somewhere in the Milky Way galaxy. We will span the entire Milky Way galaxy until we find what Trump is guilty of. We're not sure if alien life exists, but if it does, Trump was colluding with them to rig elections. Babylon B, are you listening? Babylon B, I've got it. I've got your next headline. Probe of Donald Trump on the moon begins. Mars next. Grand jury of Martians set up to investigate Trump. But let's get serious for a second. So here's the problem. I think Donald Trump can navigate his way around the issue on the vaccines and the COVID lockdown. Because at the end of the day, he is right that the pressure was on to get the vaccines out. We all remember the Democrats hated the Trump vaccines at the time. Then they loved them as soon as he got out of office. So I do think he can navigate himself around that. There's a large portion of the Trump voter base that actually likes vaccines. It's mostly the older generation, the boomer generation. They like vaccines. They've had the vaccine propaganda their whole life. They love it. So I think he can navigate himself around that. I think that there's so much hatred of Anthony Fauci from the COVID process that it's basically just like a vacuum, and Trump can either easily sidestep it or even just move it himself over to Fauci and just blame Fauci for everything, whether you believe that's legitimate or not. This is just how I see it going. So I actually think Trump can navigate the vaccine issue and navigate the COVID lockdown issue. Probably the worst thing he did, but I think he can navigate it politically. And that might be one of his toughest challenges, but I think he can navigate it. I think the real challenge, and we played the clips earlier, maybe I'll play them again. In fact, let's play clip 9 again. This, to me, is the real challenge.
How quickly can you shift gears and move this country?
Okay. I think very quickly. Let me just say, so I heard DeSantis saying, oh, well, I get 8 years, he gets 4. You don't need 4 and you don't need 8. You need 6 months. Within 6 months, I said, within 6 months, this can be done. Other than, you don't need 8 years. And frankly, I wouldn't vote for him because he said, you need 8 years, you need 6 months. We're going to drill. We're going to get our energy down. When the energy comes down, other things come down. And we're going to take care of things. We're going to immediately close up the border. We had the greatest border. We had the safest border in the history of our country. Now we have the worst border in the history of the world.
So Trump saying, oh, I can do it in 6 months. Well, you've already had 4 years. So that really doesn't work with me. And I don't want to be guilty of insanity doing the same thing and expecting different results. So on that issue, that's for me, that's like even myself. I never took the vaccine. We never locked down here. Am I in a small portion of America that is fortunate enough to be there? Then yes, that's the case. But really, everybody could have been there. Everybody could have stood up and rejected it. Whether Trump was on top of the mountain saying everybody take the vaccine or Trump was saying nobody take the vaccine, it doesn't matter. So I'm not a purist. I can even still vote for him through that. But see, that's the one that gets me right there. To sit here and say, oh, you only need 6 months. Trump, you had 4 years. You had 4 years. And you knew what the deep state was by year three. And you could have done things by year three. Even if you want to claim, oh, I was learning, or, oh, I didn't know who to trust and who not to trust. By year three, come on. By year four, even? So that's the one for me where it's like, I don't know. And I was doing some deep thought about this. But first, let's play DeSantis. And this is the second time I've heard DeSantis say this. And this is, to me, this is going to be Trump's Achilles heel even more than the vaccines and the COVID stuff. Because there's nothing Trump can respond to. There's no wiggling your way out of this. Here's DeSantis saying this on the campaign trail for the second time in response to Trump's 6 months comment.
Play the deep state, this big, unaccountable bureaucracy that's been weaponized, that we've been complaining about as Republicans for decades, to be able to slay that, that is going to require discipline, it's going to require focus, and it's going to require an ability to be long enough so that the bureaucrats just can't outwaste you. So, you know, if the former president says he can slay the deep state in 6 months, my question to him would be, well, you already had 4 years, why didn't you slay it then?
There is nothing that Trump can say in response to that. Again, there are responses and ways he can navigate himself out of the vaccine COVID lockdown issue. I don't see any way for him to talk himself out of that. Other than to get more hardcore in his rhetoric and make promises about draining the swamp that he didn't make before, which that'll be a good thing. But, you know, let me say this before we go to the first hour break and Alex Jones joins us in the next hour. I've been saying, I think right now, the course that we're on, Biden becomes president again. And I'm not sure that I've changed my mind on that. I still think because of, I mean, it was even said, I forget what we played the clip earlier. I think it was Hannity. There is no way with the Electoral College for a Republican candidate to win the presidency. As long as the Democrats control Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Atlanta, Georgia, Phoenix, Arizona, Detroit, Michigan. There is no way with the Electoral College that a Republican can win. But I'm starting to think there might be, and I'm starting to think maybe Donald Trump can't actually win. Because I think he's going to win the nomination, but then there'll be a negative with that too at the end, just like there was with COVID.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98%.